Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lamb of God. He's making ways out of no ways in the midst
of a government shutdown and all else that's going on. God is still on the throne, people of God. And I don't want you to just waver, get shaky in your foundation or anything of that nature, knowing that God is God. That some of us, praise the Lamb of God, who's still advancing. When our daughters, praise the Lamb of God, went on, there's a job. Jess started her job. I wish Maganese was here. Jess started her job. All of us know she just got a job that day. She didn't got a promotion already. She got a promotion. It hasn't even been a good week she's worked, and she has gotten a promotion already. God is doing some wonderful, wonderful new things in our lives, and we must rejoice and be glad about it, people of God. Hallelujah. I kept telling you, and I'm going to tell you again, this is not the time to fall apart. This is not the season to depart from the path of prayer, from the path of praise, from the path of the prophetic. This is the season, praise the Lamb of God, of manifest promises. And we, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, must recognize, hallelujah, that promises are due us in this season. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I got my hand stretched. I want all that God has for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some interest, because the devil took some of my stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. He owes me interest on that, and I shall receive it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love you, 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 and you, and you today. Why don't you be a missionary today and tell somebody the prophet Michael Shakespeare is on the air, that the show is going forth. Praise the Lamb of God. It is Word Thursday, and we thank and praise God that His Word, yes, Lord, is alive in our lives. Do you know it's the Word of God that keeps me on a high? Nobody really know me, you know, really, really know me. There's a few people, but there's a lot of people who do not know that I thrive off the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. From the rising of the sun, when I get up in the morning, I'm looking for the Word of God like some people look for coffee. I'm looking for the Word of God because it excites my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was up praying this morning, praise the Lamb of God, early, laid back down, got up, prayed some more. I'm telling you, I thrive off of it. It's my lifeline. And I'm saying that to you all because in this season, praise the Lamb of God, you cannot allow yourself to be pulled out of your place and posture of prayer. This communicative mechanism that God has linked in the spirit for us to commune, to communicate, praise the Lamb of God, with Him is too precious. It's too precious, praise the Lamb of God. And God is speaking, people of God. He is speaking in this season. And don't grow weary, praise the Lamb of God, in receiving words from God. Everybody prophesying, everybody telling me this, everybody, you better be trying to take some stuff in, praise the Lamb of God, and get on top of it and make sure, hallelujah, that you know, that you know, that you know, praise the Lamb of God, that your God is able to perform that, praise the Lamb of God, that He promised. That God is able, praise the Lamb of God, to perform that which He has promised. Praise God. Wait a minute. Man, Denise, is that you? Push one on your dial. Praise God. I'm just going to open your mic up. I know this is you. Praise God. Man, Denise, is this you right here? No? 224?
Hello?
Man, Denise. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Oh, they dropped. Praise the Lord. Okay, they'll call back in then. Praise the Lamb. I just wanted her to get that testimony. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, God is doing mighty things in our lives and for us. And it's us, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, that must shift our perceptions to really see how awesome God is in our life. We can be so focused on some of the things, praise the Lamb of God, that affect us, praise God, yeah, that affect us in a negative way or something that's sitting there looking at us, praise the Lamb of God, and we will not be able to focus on all the goodness of God that's around us, of the other benefits and things that's going on with us. Imaginees, is this you?
It is I, Prophet.
Imaginees, would you talk to these people? I want them to hear your testimony, girl. I read that.
Oh.
And I read.
Oh, my God. God is just so good. So everybody knows that I started the new job. I've been there about a week and a half. Well, the second day that I was there, it's a union job, so you got to bid for jobs. And the good thing is, even though I was new, I can still bid on jobs. So the bid was open for a permanent position because I actually was hired as an on-call clerk, meaning that I'm not guaranteed 40 hours, and they would just call me when they need me. I didn't know that when I took the job. Anyway. So I put the bid in for the what they called a guaranteed clerk. So I put it in. This was the second day I was there, mind you. So I put it in.
Wait a minute. You're on the job 2 days.
I was on the job 2 days. Profit.
Bid for a permanent position.
I bid it for a permanent position. It had just opened up. It had just opened up, and the deadline was like September the 30th. I think this was like maybe September the 29th or something like that that I put the bid in for it. I had just started it. It had just opened up. It was about to close. It was like it was sitting there waiting for me. So I put the bid in, and I was talking to my supervisor, and I told her that I put the bid in, and she was like, oh, you were awarded it. They didn't post it yet. She was like, but you were awarded it. It just blew my mind. So this is a promotion. Like, I have been on this job. Let me see. I started this job last week, Monday. Today is Thursday. So I've been here, what's that, like 9 days, something like that. And God is just so good. So what this means for me is I'm still on call, but if I do not work 40 hours, I get paid for 40 hours. So I was talking to some people, and they were just like, I was talking to some people who've been here for years, and they was like, I just can't believe that you walked in that position like that, that you walked in and got it. People was like that they sat on that extra board for over a year.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, and you.
And all I could tell him was that was favor. God favored me. God favored me to get me this job because people say that they wait for years to get in.
I'm gonna tell you this, Mad Denise. Some things are favor, and some things are God. That was God.
I'm telling you, and I'm just like, all I could say was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because I know that was God.
And then tell us about the witnessing y'all was doing. I read that, too, about you were witnessing to somebody. Then somebody else from Shekinah Glory Ministry was witnessing to the same, and it was a prophetic thing, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was just awesome. Okay, well, yesterday, there was a, I'm going to put it out here, I work for the railroad, okay, so yesterday, I got in, I started at 5:55 that morning, and my trainer, who was working with me, he was just saying, you know, that he's looking for something, he's something in his life. You know, he was telling me that he got all these things and he got family and all this stuff, and that opened the door for me to begin to minister to him. So I asked him, you know, did he belong to a church and did he believe in Jesus and stuff like that? He said yes. So I began to, you know, just give him the word of the Lord, you know, tell him to start praying more and to seek God more, and that's where his joy would come from God. That is what he's missing. That's what he's looking for, and he doesn't even know it. So I was ministering to him about that. You know, we was talking about, you know, folks just got to make sure that, you know, if something happened all of a sudden, that they would be accepted into heaven. You know, like, you got to make sure your soul is saved. And, you know, I just began to give him that word. And then one of my coworkers, she came in probably about an hour or so later. Now, she didn't even know that he and I were having this conversation. She just got in. She sings with Shekinah Glory. And she walked in, and after she put her stuff in, she came and she started talking, speaking. in the same exact word that I had just given him. And I was looking at him like, you now you see what she's saying? Like, she's saying exactly what I just told you. And she was like, oh, yeah, now you know that's nothing but God. If I'm saying what you just said, this is God. You better hear the Holy Ghost. That's what we telling him. You know, so that was all that. And, I mean, 30 minutes later, we was just giving God praise and talking about being prayed up and making sure that your salvation is intact and all this stuff. 30 minutes later, it was a bomb threat.
What you say?
It was a bomb threat at the next train stop right before mine. So they evacuated it, held up the trains for 2 hours, shut down Michigan Avenue. Now, if anybody knows Chicago, they know that Michigan Avenue is the lifeline through downtown. Shut that all down and everything because of this bomb threat.
Lord, have mercy.
And...
My
I just realized
God.
it was just awesome. And I just realized at that moment that I was on assignment. I know that the assignment never ends, but I realized at that moment through all of that chaos that was going on that I was set there strategically on assignment.
My goodness gracious. My God in heaven. Hey, you want me to tell you something? I believe that your whole presence there in the railroad situation is an assignment.
I believe
that there's more, praise the Lamb of God, to your presence there, praise the Lamb of God. I believe that God is going to show you some things, even stuff like bomb threats and things of that nature, that he's going to reveal some stuff to you so that, praise the Lamb of God, your level of trust through the supervisors and what have you will be like the young man that you all were witnessing to. Now, he know you prophetic now, praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is walk in your integrity and show yourself a woman of character, you know, a virtuous woman, and you'll be able to walk in there and say, I was riding here today and the Lord told me that somebody is going to plant a bomb on a train, and hey, he'll take your word for it. He says, you know what, I'm going to get all the trains checked. I mean, we must open ourselves up to the whole possibilities of what God can do with us. This is how, when you read stuff like the book of Daniel and other passages of scripture, I don't want to dwell on it too long, but when you read about it, imagine these, and our listeners today, You can see, praise the Lamb of God, that their spiritual giftings work for them in ways that cause them to come before great people and land them in great positions. Hello, somebody. Shake somebody's hand and say, thank God I'm prophetic, praise the Lamb of God. Because Daniel came in a slave. He ended up being like the governor. Hello, somebody. And all he did was interpret a dream. Joseph, the same way. Your prophetic gifting, praise the Lamb of God, can take you into promotions and places, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better listen to the prophet today. Hallelujah. Just don't be so church, you know, focused and so tunnel vision that you cannot see the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, and you praying over your job, praying over, praise the Lamb of God, the people that surround you, because God can use you at any time, hallelujah, that will cause a door to open for you, man, that will blow your mind. I'm telling you, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, that will blow your mind. You'll be saying, wait a minute, all I did was tell them what the Lord said. Now they want me to serve in this position. God is doing it. God is doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that is something that, I got a telephone call coming in on my cell phone here, and it's all zeros. I've never seen nothing like this before. Do you supposed to answer a call like that? Oh, my goodness, all zeros. 10 zeros. recognize what God can. I'm telling you, in this season, everything is possible. In this season, God can change your status overnight, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must be open. Hallelujah. What a testimony.
Hallelujah.
What a testimony that is. Praise the Lamb of God. God can do something for you so fast in this season, praise the Lamb of God, until you won't believe it yourself. This girl has been working a week, a little over a week. The second day she go in, she bold enough to put in for a permanent position. Praise the Lamb of God. Bidded on it and got the bid. It's crazy. And people been walking around there a year and ain't never been promoted in nothing. God is an awesome God. And when God says your time, when God says your season of favor, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When God said the promises that I have made to you are yes and amen, and that they are sure to come to pass, all you have to do is not waver in your faith, and you will see God manifest the promise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. Thank you, Imaginees. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for that testimony. Woo-wee! Anybody else have a testimony, you can call in. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. If you're listening to our voice, praise God, you can call in and be a part of our live studio at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are here. Boy, oh boy, what an exciting testimony that is. There is so many of us, people of God, who God has placed in a, what do I want to call this, a pattern, praise the Lamb of God, that has a process connected to it that we have already gone through, and you don't even realize it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The process you have already gone through, you are already victorious. You are already on the other side of it. And it's manifestation time for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see the manifest blessings of God. Praise the Lamb of God showing up in your life. The Lord's been telling me for the last week, every day, it is well. Praise the Lamb of God that wealth and riches is in my house. He's been telling me every day for the last week. Praise the Lamb of God. Every day. No matter what I think about, no matter what I put my heart upon, he'll tell me, I told you already. I've already spoken this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just watching God work things out, work through things, praise the Lamb of God, and making things, hallelujah, available to me through, praise the Lamb of God, his supernatural moves. Hallelujah, as he's opening the hearts, opening the doors, and setting things in order so that we can do what we need to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about God. Anyone else have a testimony? You can give it today. Praise the Lamb of God. Has anybody seen Prophet Darrell? I'm going to find him. I am going to find Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you have a testimony, push one on your dial. You have something you want to share with us that's connected to the prophetic, you can push one on your dial now and talk to us about it, because we are right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, here goes some people here. Wait a minute. Here goes somebody. This is my granddaughter that called in here. Hello, Shaquan.
Hey, Prophet. I just called in to let you know that Darrell is out of commission for a minute.
Okay.
He'll be back on with you tomorrow.
Okay, Prophet Darrell's out of commission for a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, tell my brother I love him. Praise the Lamb if you can. You can get a hold to him. Tell him I love him and all is well.
I will.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I will.
Hallelujah. Oh, Prophet Darrell, that's my friend. Boy, I tell you, praise God, And, of course, he's missed. His voice is missed. His singing is missed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we are still here today on Word Thursday. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this. When you look at the Word of God through the, this is for my prophetic students. I put it that way. Praise God. Those of you who really want to enhance your prophetic life, you really want to enlarge your territory in the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you this, and I know you hear me say this word a lot, perception, praise the Lamb of God. The way you perceive the very Word of God is of utmost importance, praise the Lamb of God, to you as it relates to the Word of God being a prophetic trigger in your spirit. Some people read the Word of God, praise God, and they can quote it and all of this, but it's not prophetic to them because they don't see the Word of God as a prophetic revelation, as a prophetic book, as a prophetic tool that God has set in place in order for us, praise the Lamb of God, to benefit from in so many different areas of our lives. But I've learned, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the Word of God is spiritual. Even though it's a letter, praise the Lamb of God, the Spirit of God that's in us causes the Word of God to have life. And when you can see, praise the Lamb of God, God working in the very aspects of His Word, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, brothers and sisters, it's going to set your heart on fire, is going to cause you to love that Word even more than you ever have before, and, praise the Lamb of God, it's going to cause your mind, praise the Lamb of God, to expand in your thinking because of the revelations that is going to come to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The very Word of God, from the time you open the Bible in Genesis to you close it in the book of Revelation, from in the beginning to amen, praise the Lamb of God, is prophetic. The Word of God is a prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a word of prophetic performance. Hallelujah. It's a word of prophetic performance. And when God stood on, as theologians say, the plains of nothingness, praise the Lamb, when there was nothing but Him, and God created the heavens and the earth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And He spoke this. Who can deny that that wasn't prophetic? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Earth had no form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, prophetic, let there be light. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God did not speak to light. God spoke prophetically. Let there be light. That is prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Right there. Now watch this now. If that word right there is prophetic, then every word after it has to be prophetic. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is a prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay? You think about it for a while. Hallelujah. But every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is a prophetic word because God does not live in yesterday and God does not really live in right now. Praise the Lamb of God. God is living in all time, all the time. Praise the Lamb. Now, that's deep by itself to try to wrap around your brain. But if He's from everlasting to everlasting, everlasting has already happened for God. God has already experienced everlasting. See, we're trying to get to the eternity and all of this. Praise the Lamb of God. God's already there. God has already experienced eternity. God has already experienced, praise the Lamb of God, time that is to come, because he is from everlasting to everlasting. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, there is nothing that God can really experience. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. There is nothing that God can really experience, because he's always everywhere in every dimension of time and space. Praise the Lamb of God. Wherever he wills to be, he is there. Praise the Lamb of God. And can manifest himself anywhere. When you see that, praise the Lamb of God, and you look at creation, praise God, you see the manifest, praise the Lamb of God, power. Yes, you see him in his omnipotence. You see him in his omniscience. You see him in his mind. Praise the Lamb of God, how creative God is. Praise the Lamb of God in his knowledge, in his wisdom. Praise the Lamb of God that he created all things, and when he finished them, he said they were good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a place to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that anytime God speaks to us, and see, this is what causes one to have an appreciation, praise the Lamb of God, for any prophetic word that's spoken to you, that you won't haphazardly grab the prophetic word of God and just run somewhere and, oh, yeah, that was a good word, and keep on going. No, you'll brood over it, you'll pray over it, you'll meditate over it, praise the Lamb, because you recognize that in actuality, this word that you receive, no matter who spoke it to you, praise the Lamb of God, if it was, in fact, listen to me, people of God, a prophetic word, it came out of the mouth of God. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. It came out of the mouth of God. So then, praise the Lamb of God, your prophetic receptivity of the prophetic word must be of such, praise the Lamb of God, that you're celebrating God. You're not celebrating the prophet. You're celebrating God. You're celebrating what God has spoken to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I say to all of us prophets and prophetesses who gets off and thinking that we didn't say it something so great, praise the Lamb of God. God just used us, and we know it. Praise the Lamb of God. He just used us to speak it. Praise God. He just used our tongue to say what he wanted to say. Hallelujah. Why he chose us to do it, praise God, none of us can really say why he did it, but he does. And we speak what God speaks. But the recipient, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic word, should always see the prophetic word as being a part of the same creative word that God has spoken, because what God speaks to you has to do the same thing it did in creation. Praise the Lamb of God. It has to evolve. It has to materialize. It has to come forth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With all of its components, with all of this, with all the matter that it's going to take in order to make it, praise the Lamb of God, materialize and manifest in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. All of that has to come into play. So those of us who get a broader and a deeper understanding of the prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, and how it relates, people of God, we come into a greater, praise the Lamb of God, should I say, position with God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Don't think that God does not appreciate people who appreciate him. Don't you think for a minute, praise the Lamb of God, that God that doesn't have a special spot in his heart for people, praise the Lamb of God, who appreciate him enough to sit down and think about what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Go stick a pin right there, and we're going to prayer. Hallelujah. We haven't had our prayer. We're going to prayer. If there's any special prayer requests, please push 1 on your dial now as we prepare to go to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. If there's an intercessor who would like to lead us in prayer today, praise God. Why don't you push one on your dial? Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Woo-wee. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will allow you to lead us to the throne of grace today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am excited about God and what he's doing, the revelations he's given people of God. Oh, my goodness. If you only you knew, praise the Lamb, if only you knew the things that God has spoken to me. Hallelujah. Just here this morning, my God, the insight that he gives me, just here this morning, people of God, just this morning, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But listen, those of you in convalescent homes, those of you who are sick, shut in today, praise God, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. We're praying for those, praise the Lamb of God, that have bereaved, so much death, so much death. But we're praying that the God of all comfort, praise the Lamb of God, comforts your heart, because God is able to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. We are praying for you. We are praying, hallelujah, yes, for those who are in need, that have lack in your life. Yeah, you don't know how you're going to pay them bills. My God is able. He is a provisionary. Yes, he is. Praise the Lamb of God. For those of you, my goodness gracious, having problems with your children, wayward children, oh, my goodness gracious, I tell you this, God can straighten them out. God can put them on the right path if you turn them over to Jesus. And you just be the Jesus example in the home. God can do that for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Train up a child in the way that is to go. When they get old, it will not depart from the path. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you, yes, God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, who have suffered rejection, you have suffered, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, abuse, you have suffered, praise the Lamb of God, from psychological disappointment, things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that he's a hard fixer and a man regulator. Grandmama taught me that years ago. Hallelujah. That Jesus is a hard fixer and a man regulator. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet is going to pray for you all today. All of my prophetic children, all of my prophetic family, my sons and daughters in ministry, pastors, we have some miniature ministries up under ours. We bless God for you today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we adore you. Oh, how we worship you, oh, God. Your name, hallelujah. Oh, God, it's exalted, Lord. Your word above your own name. We reverence your holiness, for holiness belongs to you. Who is holy but you, Father? Hallelujah. Who is holy but you? And all the holiness that we can experience, Father, we experience it, praise the Lamb of God, because of your holiness in us. Thank you for sanctification, for setting us aside for your use. Thank you, Father, that we are part of your plan. Hallelujah, and that you know the plans that you have for us, that they are good and not evil. Awesome God you are. Thank you, Father, for our daily bread, for putting food before us, shelter around us, clothes on our back. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for divine protection, that you go before us and make easy and successful our way, that you send your ministering angels with us, oh God. As we go out and come in, you're the keeper, hallelujah, of the gate. You are the watchman. Oh God, thank you today. Oh God, sometimes it looks as though we are not your servants, but that you are our servants, oh God. For you just do so much for us, Father. You are the way maker. Hallelujah. You are the door. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are the gate. Yes, you are. You are the one that opens the door, opens the gate, and you're the one that makes the way. Thank you so much, Father, for being God in our lives today. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We give you praise. We give you exaltation, Father. There is none like you. There is none that can do what you do today, Father. So, God, we lift up your name as we petition your throne on the behalf of others. Somebody needs you desperately today. Somebody needs you, oh God. Hallelujah, as a doctor. Yes, God, somebody needs healing. I know your hand is able. I know you can reach out and touch and heal today, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the healing anointing, Father. Somebody's heart needs healing. Somebody's emotions need healing. Somebody's mental capacity needs healing, oh God, external and internal. But I know a God that's able today. Look today, Father. Look on that mother. Look on that father in the convalescent homes today. Look today, Father. Somebody needs you just to be a company keeper. Somebody's lonely. Somebody feels all alone and rejected. But I know, God, hallelujah, you're able, oh God, to let your presence be made known. You're able, oh God, ah, God, to send help from the sanctuary. You're able, oh God, hallelujah, to be a brother, to be a sister, to be a mother, to be a friend to the friendless. Hallelujah to your name today. Father, today, thank you, Jesus. Somebody's outdoors. Somebody's furniture is on the curb. Someone don't know where to go, Father. They don't have a place to go. But I know you're a shelter in the time of storm. I know what you can do, and I know how you do what you do, Father. Make the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's children, bellies are fat with hunger. Oh, God, today. Oh, God. Today, oh God, look today. Look today, Father. I know you're able to feed every mouth of every worm, every lion that roars to you. Oh God, as we cry out to you, feed your children today, Father. Have mercy today. Have mercy today, Father. Somebody needs a job. Somebody needs that door open today. Somebody needs you to be a waymaker. Father, show yourself mighty today to your children. Father, the promises of you, hallelujah, that are yes and amen, they set before us, God. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, oh God, manifest your promises. Let your children rejoice. Let your children see you like they've never seen you before. Let them see the doors opening. Let them see the way being made. Let them see, oh God, that restoration is here. Let them see, oh God, that you don't need a government to do what you do. Let them see, oh God, that you're able to lift them up. Let them see, oh God, your power in this hour, Father. Yes, God, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, Father. Let it rain on your children, God. Let it rain prosperity on your people, Father. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Then grant us the power to stretch forth our hands and heal in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth our hands, hallelujah, and raise the dead. Give us the power, hallelujah, to save men, Father, to deliver men, Father. Give us the power, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, to bring people into the place of understanding. Hallelujah, your love today. Your love is better than life, God.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, we're yours forever. We love you forever, oh, God. Thank you for hearing us again. Thank you for your spirit today. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your word, everlasting God. Oh, how we love you today. In the name of Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. You all better get this new music that's out by Darlene Zek and Israel and Darlene Zek and Carrie Joby. Oh, some great worship and praise music. Praise God that has just been released. Oh, my goodness, Yours Forever. That's one of them Angel has uploaded for us. Praise God. People of God, my goodness, I feel Jesus today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, that prayer just lit me up. I had to just take a little break there and get some water and stuff. But I'm telling you this, praise the Lamb of God. God does hear prayer. And I want you to know that, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you today. God heareth prayer. And the prayers of the righteous they do avail much. If it wasn't for the prayers of the righteous even today, I believe that the whole world would be destroyed already. If it wasn't for our crying out, if it wasn't for us, praise the Lamb of God, crying out to the Lord, hallelujah, for mercy and grace, that this world would have already vanished. But thank God, hallelujah, that he sees us in a special way, in a special light, praise the Lamb of God. Ah, my goodness, his mercy is so sweet, his tender compassions. Whew, I love him today. I just love Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. You're here live with Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We are in the studio, and we thank and praise God for each of you. My goodness gracious, boy, I tell you, what an awesome day it is in God today. Praise God. We're going to open the line soon for some prophetic utterances and things of that nature. I know somebody needs to hear from the Lord today, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to open the lines in just a little bit. Yeah, we are. Yes, we are. Oh, my God. I tell you that. Praise God. We're praying for Angel. She's on her way to record a song today. Praise the Lamb of God. She's on her way to the studio. So pray for Angel today that the Lord will give her all of that energy and strength she needs. Praise the Lamb. What a wonderful worshiper she is. And I just don't say that because she's my daughter. I say it because it is the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. What worship resides on the inside of her, prophetic worship. Oh, my goodness. You all may not believe this, but we make up songs. I'm going to say songs are revealed to us in the spirit that we've never heard before. Nearly every time we come through the doors of truth, no matter the crowd size, large or small, if we get into praise and worship, something new bursts every time we come through the door, because the air is filled with prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, revelation. And brothers and sisters, we need to really come to understand the importance and the blessing it is, and don't allow yourself to be limited, praise the Lamb of God, because of what you have been, boy, this is hard to say, what has been hidden from you, I'll put it that way, praise the Lamb of God, that way we can't point no fingers, what has been hidden from you, what has not been revealed, what has not been taught, what has not been shared for whatever purposes, but you now are exposed, praise the Lamb of God, to the prophetic, and you have access to God. You have access to God, and God will, praise the Lamb of God, talk to you and share with you on a level, praise the Lamb of God, that will surprise you, because our God loves us just that way, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, people of God, let's prepare for this hour here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, I just ain't got no help today. Bertha is not here with me. Daryl is not here with me. OMG, where is my prophetic children? They all on vacation today. Praise the Lord. Well, it's all right with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that's here and you need, praise the Lamb of God, a word from the Lord, why don't you push one on your dial now, praise the Lamb of God. Come on, get in queue with me, praise God, as we set things in order. You need to get in queue. Yes, praise God. Go on, get in queue with me here so that we can come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of releasing the prophetic word to you, praise the Lord. Oh, this morning the Lord just spoke to me and showed me some things, praise the Lamb of God, that is quite crucial to the future, praise the Lamb of God. I see you, daughter, Erica 303. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those of you who want a word, push one on your dial now. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he showed me some things that's quite crucial to the furtherance, praise the Lamb of God, and the progressive revelation of his word. Hallelujah. In lieu of me writing another couple of books, people of God. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just got one hot off the press, fall on your knees, and now just got to go again, praise the Lamb of God, and find that time to sit aside. One is going to be a really, it's probably going to take me a couple of years to really get it all together, maybe 2 or 3 years, praise God, but it's all right. You know, the time is worth it, praise God, when it affects so many lives and people in the future and seminaries and schools of study, praise the Lamb of God, that is going to be studying the Word of God. It is a worthwhile work and a worthwhile wait in what God will have me to do. Praise, that's right, people. Just come on in queue. Push one on your dial. I see you. 973-404. I see you. I see you all coming into queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see you. I see you. I see you coming on in here. My goodness gracious. Praise God. There's a lot of folk on the lines today. Yes, Lord. Look at all my sons and daughters here. We are so happy to have you all come in and be a part of this prophetic flow Thursday. Hallelujah. Yes, God. This is a wonderful day for us, and we thank and praise God for this day. I am going to just get some, I have a couple of songs that I just love to be in the background when I'm flowing. Hallelujah. Just keeps me in that place. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know you all got your own music you like, and I have it, what I like, and this, that, another, praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. This is this anthem right here. Oh, yes, God, I know this anthem. Because this says it all in this anthem right here. Praise the Lamb. I want you to lift your hands, people of God, if you can. Just worship the Lord a minute. Just worship God a minute. Come on, pull on him a little bit. Hallelujah. Let's not treat him as this, oh, he's some type of this. Something we can use when we get ready. Let's love on them and show my appreciation just for a minute or two. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Love on him. Let's love on God. Thank him for the words you're about to receive. Those of you that's in queue, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not Shakespeare. It's God. Hallelujah. Ask.
Hallelujah. Woo! All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Here we come. Wait a minute. Let me see. Is my girl still with me? Twan, you still with me? No. Someone's out. All right. Erica 303, your mic is high.
Hello.
Janelle Poo. Hi, Janelle.
I'm sorry. What?
You're breaking up a little bit. How's things going, hon?
I'm good. How are things with you?
Awesome. The Lord is awesome. What's going on? Did you get to prophesy to me or what?
No. Oh, then I wish I was at that point, but I'm not.
So you called in for word?
I am calling in for word, and I definitely want a word considering, you know, my grandmother. She's in North Carolina, and she asked me to come out and visit her for Christmas, and she's sending for me. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, before I go, that I was just, like, covered in prayer. And then
I've
been having some... very, very, very disturbing dreams lately. So I just pray that God gives me the interpretation and that I have understanding for the things that he's been showing me lately.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb. Yeah, the Lord started talking to me. So this is that time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. I said, it'll be well with you, praise the Lamb of God, to go for the holiday, a season to spend there. There will be no problems of this nature, praise the Lamb of God. I said, always remember what he told you, praise the Lamb of God, in that that your family is covered, praise the Lamb of God, that because of you, praise the Lamb, and your intercessory life, God said he has covered your family. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people who've been affected by it, just like the floods in Colorado and this, that, and another. But then I saw on Saturday night while I was in Chicago, I saw one of our close relatives in my spiritual family. And I asked her, I said, oh, my God, you in Colorado, were you affected by the water? She said, not at all. The Lord kept our property, some people around us flooded, and this, that, and another, but we are safe and sound. God is able to do that, praise the Lamb of God. So be secure in that and allow your heart and mind to rest, praise the Lamb of God. And we all, people of God, must understand in this season, as God moves continuously through catastrophic events and things of that nature, we must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that we are God's children, we are his servants, and he do not take us lightly in the position that we hold with him. And he will cover on your loved ones, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He will cover them in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. So go in peace.
Thank you, glory to God.
Enjoy the holidays after you come to the gathering.
Okay. I'll be there.
All right. All right. Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Well, 404.
Hi, my prophet. How are you?
Hi. Who is this?
It's Tamika.
Who's calling?
It's Tamika.
Oh, Tamika, how you doing, honey?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Welcome back. We missed you.
I'll always miss my true family. You know that. I miss you guys. Praise the Lord. Is everything well with you and the children?
No, that's why I'm calling. I just think that in this season that we're going through, like, it's really, really trying for me, and not just necessarily in my household, but I feel like the people that I'm connected to and the people that I really care about are hurting and are in need, and I can't do anything about it. I've listened to so many sermons. I've been on my knees faithfully. I've been interceding for people and for myself, especially my son, who just revealed to me that he has thoughts of suicide for our family and everything that's going on, and he's only 13. The words that's coming forward, things that have been prophesied, I just feel like God is not moving. I can't help my church home. I can pray for my children, but I can't make it better. I can pray for my husband, and it's just nothing is changing, and it's frustrating.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. First of all, I need you to go in the bathroom and change clothes and get the S off your chest. You are not Superwoman, and you are not the savior of the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Our responsibility to make a praise the Lord seriously is to petition the throne of God. And I hope everybody hear this, because I think all of us have been where you are. If not, praise the Lamb of God, we will get there. And that is seemingly that we are helpless in helping those that we love and those that are around us, from our house to the church house and back. But you have to understand, the Lord wants to show himself mighty and not so much as show us mighty. And I need you to relax in knowing, praise the Lamb of God, even in that your son Trey has talked to you about his own way. And, you know, I know Trey very well, but I want you to know that all these things, and I know it doesn't look like it right now, and it's hard to see on the other side of it, but the other side of it says that all these things will work to the good for those of us that love the Lord. They're going to work to the good, praise the Lamb. Some people that's even in our circle of love and what have you, God, tie our hands, because he cannot work the work of faith and patience and trust in him through them because of us. We have the level of faith and trust and patience, but they don't. And
right.
God has to work out their experiences so that, praise the Lamb of God, they can trust him. You know, I have friends and loved ones who, like a month ago, like was pulling their hair out because they rent wasn't paid, this, that, another, blah, 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 blah. And my hands were tied. But the word of the Lord to them was, I will not forsake them. I will not let them be set out. Praise the Lamb of God. And what happens? God comes through some kind of way. Once he does his working, God is always working on us, perfecting us. The Lamb of God. So have peace with that portion of it. Of course, you know, me and Trey got to spend some time together when it comes down to, you know, some counseling, this, that, or another. But and I'm glad that you shared that with me. But that's not uncommon in this season of single parenting. That's not uncommon in this season of a lot of confusion and stressfulness, because children take on sometimes that they're the problem, that they're the issue, that, you know, and what have you. And he just needs to be comforted in that. And then he needs to know how powerful he is as a young man, even at his age in God, that, you know, he's a very special and anointed child. So I expect the devil to come after him. But we just got too much fortitude of prayer and love to put around him for anything to happen to him. So don't worry about Trey. That's my boy right there. Yes, he's one of my sons. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to work with him on that. But I want you to be encouraged in knowing, praise the Lamb of God, Tamika, that the people around you, just tell the Lord to work it out so that when they get on the other side of it, that their hands would be up giving him praise and not giving praise and thanksgiving to nobody else. Because that's what
right.
God wants us. He wants us to praise him. And sometimes
right.
we try to be, we always want to be the savior. You know, we always want to play the Superman role. And you need to get that S off your chest and go relax. And just say, you know what, Lord, you're good in this. And I'm going to watch you work your perfect work and be patient in that.
Okay.
Okay? And then
okay.
let me tell you another thing the Lord will do. The Lord will not bless you beyond that until you say, Lord, you can go and bless me now because I'm not going to give them nothing without your permission. See, that's another thing that weighs heavy on us. A lot of times we are so anxious and desiring to be the helper to help people until God has to withhold his hand from us so that he can do what he's doing to somebody else. Because he knows if he give it to us, we're going to give it to them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you have
Amen.
To go
yeah.
saying, Lord, okay, I got you. I see why it's so tight over here on my end and why you're taking care of me, but it's not the norm. I'm not in the overflow where I normally used to operating in. And
right.
many times we can hold up our own blessings that way. So we have to work with God as God works with people and work with us. Okay?
Powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I love you. I love you. And tell Trey, me and him got an appointment coming up, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweet. Ah, boy. Thank you, Jesus. Erico 973.
Oh, hi, Prophet. This is Elaine in New Jersey. How are you today?
I'm fine, Elaine. What's going on with you, Elaine?
Oh, good. I'm not calling for me today, but I'm calling for a Christian friend here. Pam is her name. I'm going to put her on for you in a second. But she's dealing with some memory issues. And I just, you know, wanted prayer for her. And then maybe if the Lord might speak with her and maybe... you know, reveal maybe what is going on with her memory. But I'll put her on with you, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Her name's Pam.
All right.
Good day, Prophet. My name is Pam.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Well, I have memory problems, and I'm constantly on medication for it. If I don't take it, after like 2 or 3 doses, then I have a problem. So I'm always taking it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long has this been going on?
This for a couple of years now. I'd say like 5 years or so.
Could I ask you? Do you can give me a ballpark figure of your age?
I'm 74.
You're 74?
Yes.
Okay.
That
well,
could be
you know,
an age problem, right?
Yeah, but how the question is, how bad is your memory problem? I mean,
I keep taking the medication all the time because when I don't take it, I tend to forget.
Okay, did the doctor diagnose you with anything?
No, they just tell me it's a memory shortage, that's it.
A memory shortage, but they haven't
yeah,
diagnosed.
But I'm healthy in other ways, you know. I don't have any problem, no pain in my body, nothing.
Okay. You know, this is strange because I just left my godmother's 90th birthday party.
Right.
And her memory is just as... King, she remember when we was kids, she was sitting out there telling us everything her memory is just as king, and she's 90 years old. So I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know. It could be a natural a process. I don't know your childhood. I don't know your upbringing. I don't know if you ever bumped your head before. I don't know.
No,
but
I'm a Christian for years now, and my father was also a Christian. So that's the life I grew up in, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, some things can happen to us in childhood and other and growing up that
I'll tell you this. I had a lump in my head. I had a lump that came up in my head, and I had that removed, and I don't know. I don't know anything else I can tell you.
Okay. You had a lump in your head? How long
in
ago was that?
This was not even a year ago, but I'd say maybe a couple of months ago, and I had it there, and I went to the doctor, and they removed that lump. They cut it and took whatever else they had to take out, but that's it. But I am on that medication even before then. Medication.
That could be a part of it, but this is what we're going to do. Praise the Lamb of God.
Because I believe prayers can help, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe prayers, but we're going to go beyond prayers. We believe in the healing balm of Gilead. We believe that Jesus is a healer.
He is.
And we believe, praise the Lamb of God, that he can heal you right this minute. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
That he can rectify this condition
Lord.
Right now.
Yes,
so I'm going to petition the throne of grace for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to petition the throne of grace. And I'm going to believe that when I'm through praying, that if the Lord don't release a word of direction or instruction, that you are going to be made whole right here over the airwaves. Hallelujah. We have seen this before, praise the Lamb of God, and it's not anything that's too hard for our God. Father in heaven, I thank you. You've heard all conversation.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, God. I know it's not your will for us to be drug dependent, because the remedies for every woe of man is found in the earth. Hallelujah. Then, Father, we come up against things that we don't know. And we need your intervention and your help.
Yes, Jesus.
So I pray for Pam now. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you.
And from my mantle that you've given me, I release the healing anointing over Pam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the surgery that was performed, the lump that was present, all be rectified now in the name of Jesus. That memory be restored.
Thank you, Lord.
To the fullness of her capacity. That
she
remember things now, Father. Oh, God, yes. Yes, God, right there. Touch. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, Father. Heal. Yes, God, we release now. And it is so. Hallelujah. Strengthen her and lengthen her days, that she might be a praise in the earth. Give testimony to your power, to your love and your grace. You're awesome in her life. Hallelujah. Bless her now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I felt the hand of the Lord upside my head. I'm rubbing my head. Woo! That was strong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I believe in my soul that you have been made whole. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And nobody is not going to change my belief that you have been made whole today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Pam, you be blessed in the Lord here.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. It's done.
Thank you,
Jesus. I feel the hand of the Lord all over my forehead. Just going to thank you, Father. Give you praise, oh God. We give you praise.
Oh, Jesus.
You are. Hallelujah. Who is like unto you, Father?
Jesus.
Who can be compared to your greatness?
None,
that you would favor us such. We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Know that healing is the children's bread.
Yes,
thank you for it today.
Thank you.
And we give all praise to you, Father. All praise to your holy name, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Oh, Pam, you owe your girlfriend right there a big old kiss and a hug. I tell you, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, the Spirit of the Lord is here. That's his holy name. Thank you, God. Thank you. It is, man. Oh, what an awesome God we serve.
Yes, yes, a great God.
Hallelujah, bless you. I wish one day I could meet you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
It will come when we will know you.
Okay,
we
well,
will know you.
If you can. I don't know if she's coming to the gathering, but I would love to have you all there next month in Chicago. We would love to have you fellowship. Okay.
Okay, Pastor. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, my God. God is just so awesome. Praise the Lord. I want you all to also, before I open the line, to understand the power of intercession, the power of standing in the gap for others. Hallelujah, that she brought this lady on the airway, not for herself. I don't want nothing from you, prophet. I'm fine. But I have a friend here. Praise the Lamb of God. Those are the types of movement that we see, praise the Lamb of God, even in the Bible, in the days of Jesus, that was so powerful. That was so powerful, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that God moved by the hand of Jesus in such a powerful way. When people came to him on behalf of others, hallelujah, when they came to him on behalf of others, praise the Lamb of God, and not so much themselves, that's an awesome testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to open this next mic. Error code 864. Error code 864.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, Sylvia. How are you, daughter?
I am good. I am good. And
you? Good?
Yes.
I'm doing good also, Sylvia.
Great.
Not bad for Thursday. Not bad for Thursday. I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
I think if I get off the radio and give me some breakfast or something, I'll do better, but I'm doing good.
Good.
Yes, indeed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sylvia, what's going on? Tell me something now. Tell me something. What's going on here?
Let's see, Prophet. I know. I need some understanding, so that's what I'm praying for, asking God to give me understanding.
In what area?
Just in the Word, and how, I mean, I know how some things apply to my life, but just when I'm reading, understanding. And you said something that stood out to me when you said you felt the Lord's hand on your head when you was praying for the lady earlier. Things like that, because I'll feel the Lord's presence, and I'm like, okay, Lord, wonderful, but I don't understand it. And maybe some things we won't understand, but a better understanding.
Yeah, there are some things that we will not understand and we cannot understand unless the Lord really reveals to us. I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord's hand was upon my head just now, allowing me to know that he was touching Pam's head in response to my prayer of healing and the releasing of the healing virtue. Matter of fact, I'm receiving just a little pain, just a little slight pain in my head and my left eye that is a result of that. But that's normal for me when it comes down to the healing virtue and the mantle that God has placed on my life. Many times I go into, psychosomatic feelings, or I take on, if you would, the feelings of the person, of their pains, or something of that nature that happens to me. Understanding these type of things come by reading the Word of God, paying attention to the Word of God very closely, and also experiencing your experiences alone and doing a lot of extra biblical reading, like God's Generals, where you see all of these faith healers, and these people did great exploits for the Lord in the past as they share their stories and their experiences you glean from them. And you all must remember, you know, I've been reading the Bible since as far back as preschool. And I've been a student of the Word since I was like 12 years old. And I'm 56 years old, you know, so I have a lot of Word in me. And plus seminary and Bible college and preaching and teaching, studying for other people, writing books, conferences and things of that nature, and classes and seminars. So I have a lot, you know, to offer and to give because of experience. And some things only come by experience, and through experience is it going to come. And then as you start understanding, praise the Lamb of God, more and more, it's being sensitive. You know, I always talk about prophetic receptivity, and I'm learning more and more that prophetic receptivity is having your spiritual antennas up all the time so that you can glean from the Lord, and it's a part of your hearing. It may not be a direct word from God, but it can be an impression. It can be a thought, revelation, knowledge, like I received this morning that I called, you know, the Lord speaking to me. But it really was revelation knowledge that just came to me as I was waking up, about something that I was dealing with 2 days ago. And I wasn't even praying about it, but it came. It just came forth, and the Lord revealed it to me. So these are the types of gifts that you have to pray for. When you look at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the gifts that's listed there, the Lord told me this some time ago. My people don't pray for these gifts. They don't ask for them. I sought God's faith for wisdom. And he gave me the wisdom of his words, spoke it to me and told me, I'm going to give you the wisdom of my word so that you can understand my word. And told me as I grew older, it would grow stronger. And I'm finding that it's the truth. Revelation knowledge, I prayed for that. It just didn't come on me. I prayed for these things. Praise the Lamb of God. So healing, I prayed for the gift of healing, because it's right there in the Bible that they're available to us for the asking. But your sincerity and purpose of why you want it means a lot to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. It's one thing to want a gift from God, but God want to know why do you want it and what you're going to do with it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Which gives a greater importance to the gifting. Praise God. But, daughter, let me tell you something. I am impressed with just your desire in what you have just spoken, that you want this understanding, you want this wisdom, and you want this knowledge. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm impressed enough to say, you know, I'm willing to pray with you as your shepherd. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm willing to pray with you to for God to release that level of gifting to you so that you can walk in that, because it's a powerful thing. Praise the Lamb of God. As revelation jumps from the pages of Scripture, it's a powerful thing. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you another thing that happens to a lot of the believers that, and I'm just taking time with you here, another thing that happened to a lot of us why revelation and stuff doesn't come to us, and that is we just grab the Bible and start reading. I started the show talking about the prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God. We must remember this, brothers and sisters. When God said, let there be light, he spoke out of himself, and he is spirit. So the very word of God is spirit. It's prophetic, it's spirit. To get a proper understanding, praise the Lamb of God, deals with more than what we call hermeneutics, which is the art and science of biblical interpretation, how to properly interpret the Bible as dealing with the various gaps or blocks that causes our automatic interpreter that's in our head. Anytime you look at anything, you automatically interpret it. You know, no matter a billboard, whatever, magazine cover, but you have an automatic interpreter. When you read a book, your automatic interpreter goes into play to tell you what it means. But when you approach the Bible, your automatic interpreter cannot interpret the Scriptures.
Right.
Because, praise the Lamb of God, of these gaps of time, space, language, cultures, philosophical views, and things of this nature. And then who's talking to who. So all of that can be unraveled through a person knowing the art and science of hermeneutics or proper interpretation of Scripture. But at the same time, that doesn't give you revelation. It will give you no revelation whatsoever. You will just have knowledge of what the writer wrote to the people in his day and time and what was going on there. But spiritual revelation and spiritual understanding comes from you looking through spiritual eyes or a spiritual consciousness. A spiritual consciousness which only comes through prayer and submitting your mind to the Holy Spirit. See, this life of discipling, becoming like Christ, Jesus overcame everything through the Spirit that was upon him and that was in him. And we as people of God must understand that we are suffering an acute death every day of our fleshliness. And the more we allow our spirit man, the Christ spirit in us to live, the more our spiritual conscious, the older people used to call it being spiritual minded, but I call it a spiritual conscious, that, you know, I recognize that the Holy Spirit is in me, that the Holy Spirit can speak to me, that the Holy Spirit can reveal to me. And so I rely on the Holy Ghost. I rely on his presence. And I rely on him to reveal to me what is needed to be revealed to me so that I can, you know, do whatever I'm doing. And reading the Bible is the same way. But we don't approach the Bible with prayer. We just pick it up and start reading. We don't approach it with prayer. We don't reverence it. The Lord has exalted his word above his own name. So how important is it for us to reverence the word of God when we approach the word of God? There should be a humbling. There should be a state that we're in. The Jews, when they read the word of God, they never read it in silence. They speak it out so that all of their senses can grasp, praise the Lamb of God, the word of God. We sit and just read it like it's a novel and read a couple of chapters and then we lay it aside and go to sleep or do whatever we want to. But when you're studying the word of God and you approach it for revelation, then you must submit your carnal mind to the Spirit. You can't look at it through carnal eyes. You have to look at it through the Spirit of God in order to get spiritual revelation. Anybody can, a sinner, star sinner, can understand the Bible in its basic, but he cannot get spiritual revelation and understanding, and that's what you want. Okay. Did I help you any?
Yes, yes. Believe me, Father, I wrote down everything. I tried to write down everything, and what I
did. Oh, my God.
Back and download it so I can listen to it later.
Okay, well, there's a book called Interpreting the Scriptures. That's an awesome book. I gave this out before, I think, on the airways. And that's an awesome book that's in print that you can get at the bookstore that will help you if you really want to understand the hermeneutic process. And then, of course, I can help you with that also after you acquire the book and do some reading, and we can talk, and I can help you get some understanding in that area. I teach that and have taught it for many years, hermeneutics, biblical hermeneutics, so I can help you in that area. But when it comes down to that spiritual understanding, that is going to take some missing. A lot of people don't know. The best time for you to really get into the Word of God is while you're fasting. When you really go on a fast, and we got one coming up, and I hope you participate with us in the next week or so, we'll be going into our fast as we're leading up to the gathering. But to enter into the fast with a mindset that you desire revelation on a personal level, I promise you, man, I know pastors call me talking about, man, I've been on this fast. Prophet, this word is, oh, my God, it's just, oh, I'm seeing stuff in the scriptures I've never seen before. Because your spirit man is accessible. Your spirit man is accessible to spiritual things when you mortify your flesh. So that's one of the greatest ways also of acquiring spiritual gifts. Is to fast and seek God's face for the spiritual gifts so that you can use them for his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. But remember this, to whom much is given, much is required. Remember that. Praise the God. I ain't going to just give you all of that, and it's not going to be any assignments and stuff that's not gonna come with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now just remember I told you that. Praise the Lamb.
Yes,
that with that comes, praise the Lamb of God, comes assignments and things of that nature. Hallelujah. If God gives you much, he's gonna require much from you. Praise God. Now let me pray with you.
Thank you, Father.
Woman of God, Father in heaven, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory today. I thank you for your daughter who is hungering and thirsting after righteousness, hungering and thirsting after your word. Hallelujah, and after your spirit, Father, and the giftings that are in your storehouse for your children. For this cause, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you died. You rose again. You ascended on high. You laid captivity captive that you might give gifts unto men. Your daughters, hands are open unto you now, Father. Someone else listening to my voice is praying this prayer. Hallelujah, Father. We desire more from you. We desire more. More of you, Father. Hallelujah. Grant it, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, I read it myself, Father. If we asked of you, of the Father, in your name, hallelujah, for bread, he won't give us a stone. If we ask for meat, he won't give us a serpent, but he would freely give. I believe your word. I believe you. So now, Father, upon Sylvia, the gift, revelation knowledge, the gift of wisdom, the gift of understanding of your word. Hallelujah. You're God today. You're God today. So I release it to her, Father, that your name may be glorified in her. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Bless your name. Hallelujah to your name today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Lord said he has granted all to you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. But God said, be prepared to preach his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay? I told you to whom much is given, much is required. He said he's going to give them to you. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, hallelujah, a demand for you to carry the word of God is going to come forth. And you're going to know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The call that's on your life. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is yours, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What a unique show today. Different kind of Thursday, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to spiritual utterances and things of that nature. This has been a different kind of release, should I say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we're just thankful to God for all that has called in thus far. Praise the Lamb. Got a few minutes here, praise God. Of course, you know, I must push the gathering. I must push the gathering, people of God. There is still like a 12-day window for you. If you have not gotten your rooms, your girlfriend hasn't gotten their rooms, you need to call the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois, and book your room, because the price is going to almost double. Praise the Lamb of God, and ask for the PSM International Block so that you can get the discount on your room. Praise the Lamb of God. I want all of you to come under that so that you can be right there. The other hotels are too far for you to be trying to walk to and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, and they're going to cost you probably around the same because of that area. You got the University of McDonald's there and all of that, and people come in and stay all the time. So that's the type of area it's in. Very good area, very safe area. A lot of good eating, shopping, all of that is all around you. You want to come prepared for that. Praise the Lamb of God in your free time to be able to enjoy some of the amenities that come with staying there at the Doubletree Hotel. I want you all, praise the Lamb of God, to be there 6th, 7th, and 8th of November, 6th, 7th, and 8th of November, as we, praise the Lamb of God, pursue the promise of God, hallelujah, upon your lives. Yes, We're going to be worn for those promises. We're going to be dressed in military gear, praise the Lamb of God. And we want you to be there to experience this with us, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So hurry, hurry, hurry. And then go to PSM, INTL, and don't forget to register, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If God has blessed you and you want to be a blessing to us, it is costing us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to do all that we're doing. And those of you who would like to sow into, many took envelopes last year. I haven't really received but maybe two of those envelopes, praise the Lamb of God. And the ones that I received didn't have the pledge in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Didn't have the pledge amount in it. And way less, praise the Lamb, I'm talking about way less, praise God. But they did send them. Many of us took those envelopes, praise God. I don't know what you did with them. Praise the Lamb of God. There were pledges to sow into the ministry so that we can have the operational money, praise the Lamb of God, that's required. And I thank and praise God for each of you, my Father's children. So that's something you would like to sow to us to say, Prophet, let me help you as you're getting closer and closer to the gathering. It's going to cost more and more money. Praise the Lamb of God. And it is, people of God. Trust me on it. Hallelujah. They ain't giving nothing away free out there. And I know you know that. Praise the Lamb of God. So, of course, praise the Lamb of God. That would be a blessing to us. That would definitely be a blessing to us. We have our meeting coming up, our conference call coming up this Sunday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We will have our meeting coming up, a conference call on Sunday night, and I hope all of our committee people who listen to the show can spread the word so that that conference call can go forth, praise the Lamb of God, and we can do everything we need to do for that, praise God. We're still having some problems, Pastor Adam and some others wants to come from Ghana, praise the Lamb of God. It's easy for us to get in Ghana, but it's hard for them to get out of Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. South Africa and that area is very hard for them to travel across the waters. And they take you through so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Sharla Johnson has posted the book, Interpreting the Scriptures of Sylvia, on the page for you there up under the show banner. If you would like to get that book, she has put it right there on the page for you so you can be able to get that, the title and the author's name and all of that. Praise the Lord. So we definitely are en route to the showering of the glory of God. He has never failed us anytime we have come together. He told me these dates. He gave me the dates. He told me where to go, praise the Lamb of God. I pursued God for you, you, and you. And I'm asking you now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to hear the voice of God. Hear, praise the Lamb of God, his spirit speaking to you concerning the gathering. And let's make our way, praise the Lamb of God. Two to a mule, four to a wagon, let's make our way. Praise the Lamb of God, to Oak Brook, Illinois, and let's experience, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, let's experience the raw presence of God together, hallelujah, as we see his manifestation. I know there's going to be divine healing and deliverance at the gathering, praise the Lamb of God. I know our classes and the teaching, the anointed speakers, are going to blow your mind, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the revelation that God is going to be given so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, catapult ourselves into another dimension. A prophetess, known prophetess, just called me the other day, left a message on my phone, and never calls me. And I'm telling you, called and said, Prophet Shakespeare, praise the Lamb of God, I was in prayer, and the Lord spoke to me concerning you and your conference, and this conference is a divine conference. This is a God conference, praise the Lamb of God, and God is going to catapult you into the next dimension, hallelujah, here at the gathering. I want you to know, people of God, it's your opportunity. I've been telling you this for a year. It's your opportunity to come and be blessed in a way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is going to be life-changing, that is going to cause you to walk into a greater degree of the prophetic anointing of God, and I want you to receive it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 321, your mic is hot.
God bless you, Apostle Prophet Shakespeare. How are you? This is Prophet Anthony. I was trying to get a hold of the broadcast today. I was tied up, and I thank God I'm just catching a little bit of the end of it, man of God.
Well, bless you, man. Good to have you just to stop by and check in with us when you can, you know. It's a great thing, praise the Lamb of God, to have these prophets and apostles and pastors stop in on us. Next week, we're going to have Pastor Samuel Berry, one of our nephews in the ministry, pastors in the city. He's going to be our guest on one of the shows next week. He's checking his calendar to find out when he come on, and we're going to talk about some prophetic worship and some aspects of the prophetic. Praise the Lord. Then I've sold down Pastor Gracie McCoy, who will be with us, praise the Lamb of God, in Chicago. She will be with us, praise the Lamb of God, in Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this little fireball of God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Kava is going across the waters to Africa. Praise them. We are praying for her. She'll be leaving in a few days. Praise God. And then not coming back until right at the almost the start of the gathering. But hopefully and prayerfully she will be able to get there with us and be a part of that. There's a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, that's coming. Praise God that our household names as it relates to the prophetic. I want you to be there. Anthony, you should be getting the Beverly Hillbilly truck and getting ready to come on down, man, prophet.
Yes, man of God, I definitely want to visit the Windy City, knowing that there is a wind that's going to blow there.
Yes, God.
Amen. There is a ruach that's going to be in the region. And God knows I love to follow the cloud and the pillar. I love to follow it, man of God.
Yeah, man, we would love to have you there participating with us. And you know, if you come, I'm going to put you to work. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That's God. And that's another thing. You know, somebody just posted on the page that they want to donate $50 towards somebody's registration. Praise the Lamb. It's so wonderful. Praise the Lamb. People of God, if you can't go, mama say send go. Help somebody else to go. Praise God. That is so appreciative. And some of us were blessed enough to sponsor somebody else. Yes, indeed. We're blessed enough to sponsor somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just hope and pray today that you hear my voice and that you are pricked, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent and convicted to say, you know what? God, you have been good to me. I do have more than enough than to spare. And I could, praise the Lamb of God, help somebody go, whether it's paying for their room, whether it's paying their registration, praise the Lamb of God, or helping them get there by a mode of transportation. Praise God, that is, oh, yes, God, the Lord is speaking. Yes, Lord, I'm here. Your son is here. Yes, Father. wow, wow. Oh, God. Yes, Father. Glory to Jesus. Woo! God said, listen to me, Anthony. I want you to hear this, prophet. Y'all gonna have to type. Y'all gonna have to put this on Facebook and spread it out. For those of you, praise the Lamb of God, that want to come to the gathering, those of you, praise the Lamb of God, listen to me good, that I come. This is what the Lord just spoke to me. Praise the Lamb, my prophetic trigger went off. God says, next week, listen to me now, he's going to release a wealth anointing upon us. Praise the Lamb of God. Unexpected blessings coming in your hands.
He come to
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unexpected money. God's going to give you some. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I won't take that back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I won't take it back. Bless your name, Lord. The Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, God. Yes, Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, yes. Yes, God. So strong and mighty. Woo. Yes, God. God said he's going to bless you. He just told me I'm going to bless them. God said he's going to bless you now. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, get ready for your blessing. Get ready for it now. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, bless your name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in this day. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I love Jesus today. People of God, we are out of time again. Praise the Lamb of God. We are out of time again. But I want you to know this, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus loves you so much. So do I. I want you to know this. I'm excited about your future. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Be blessed.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will.